We start off the series of stories today in Brazil. The economic boom of the past decade there has brought sex trafficking, but more generally, labor trafficking to cities across the country and to mega events like the 2016 Rio Olympics. Catherine Osborne has this story about the women fighting trafficking in Brazil.
Soy de la ciudad de La Paz.
Carmen Lopez was living in La Paz, Bolivia, when a friend's brother told her she could make good money working in a clothing factory in Sao Paulo.
Yo quería salir de allá.
Lopez says she wanted a change, so she packed up and traveled with her 8-year-old son to the border. Bolivians can work legally in Brazil because of South America's trade agreement. But the language barrier, from Spanish to Portuguese, made it hard for her to find information about her future employer.
Él me dijo que hay aún falta pagar el pasaje. Yo después de 4 meses...
Lopez, who asked that I not use her real name, says her boss in Brazil bought her the bus ticket from Bolivia to come to her new job. But when she arrived, she found out the truth. She was made to work, for months, without pay, in a cramped workshop. Her employer warned her that if she left for another job, it would be even worse than this, where she wasn't given enough food to feed her son.
Ellos querían que ayude en la cocina.
She says she finally got the courage to escape when her boss tried to make her son work too in the kitchen. Experts on labor trafficking in Brazil worry that Lopez's story is becoming more common.
Labor protections are totally at risk in Brazil.
Fabiana Severa is a public defender. She points out Brazil's new president is pushing for big changes this year in labor regulations. One bill would do away with surprise inspections. And already a new law allows companies to outsource without being responsible for labor abuses down their supply chains.
Abuses usually happen with people that are more invisible.
It's that invisibility that Lopez fights today. Trained by an NGO, she educates other migrants on how to avoid being exploited.
Tenemos derechos.
We have rights, she tells them. If you're not getting fair payment and rest time, you can leave your job. You can access some public services and take courses to learn another skill. And she says, you shouldn't encourage others to take the same unfair job you had. This kind of organizing, which is based in communities of workers themselves, reaches places that labor inspectors can't. Some call it whisper organizing, because the way you can quietly tell another worker, you don't have to do this. Today, Lopez owns her own sewing shop in Sao Paulo. Piles of pamphlets about trafficking and forced labor cover her front counter. Neighbors drop by for advice. Lopez gives a lot of guidance about something she's often seen as connected with trafficking: domestic violence. It's a push factor, like poverty, that leads people to move even when a new job seems risky. And Lopez knows, because that's what put her on the road to Brazil 6 years ago.
Que no permitan que les haga así pequeña.
She tells women not to let other people make them feel small and to reach out to their networks for help. At a recent training session at the NGO in Sao Paulo, volunteers like Lopez introduce themselves by picking a word that describes them.
Solidaridad.
The word she chooses is solidarity.
Solidaridad.
For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
We have more from our investigation into sex trafficking on our website. Just head to pri.org/sold.